T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Those of you that may have lost your jobs or have been laid off or whatever it may be. But it's also hard on the rest of the family and including the children, is it not?
Absolutely, it totally is. And with us now is State Senator Derek Slapp, Democrat representing parts of Avon, Bloomfield, and West Hartford. Hopefully I got that all right, Derek. Did I not, Senator Slapp?
You did well. Not Avon anymore.
That's right.
There we go. Farmington and Burlington, but that's okay.
Farmington and Burlington.
I love Avon. I get to represent Avon.
Of course you do.
I tried. But it's great to have you with us here this morning, and you also work for the Village for Children and Families, so we'll talk about that.
Charity.
But Ray and I were discussing this. You used to be a news anchor.
That's right. Yeah.
You were. And did you ever do radio? Did you ever do radio back in the day?
Well, we did radio, some radio news, like from, you know, at, when we were doing, okay. when I was at the station, we would also fill in, you know, on the news desk and things.
Yeah.
But, so you and I should start a, like a support club or something.
That's okay. You know, and I'll tell you what, you won the lawn sign war. I mean, everywhere, every corner is one of your signs. I mean, that was pretty impressive, I
right.
thought.
Oh, well, thanks. I hope I didn't annoy people too much.
No,
I had a couple big ones with my face, and I was a little embarrassed about that, but I mainly did that to embarrass my teenage daughter. Could you imagine, you know, them driving around town?
They must have been mortified.
Oh, God.
They must have been mortified.
Yeah.
Dad, we can't be seen with you in public right now.
Yeah,
right,
sorry.
And that's the dad's job, is to embarrass the kids, as you know.
Yes.
Well,
so they
of course you do.
So they weren't posing next to the pictures and putting them on their TikToks and Instagrams and things.
Could have
like
been
that.
Worse, yeah.
Quite the opposite.
So, Senator, let's talk about the emotional impact of the pandemic on children, because it certainly has been tough remote learning, no sports, no activities, not being able to see your friends sometimes. How is it affecting them?
Yeah, I mean, all those things, absolutely. And then, you know, add in the stress on parents and, you know, and how that impacts kids. There's so many people who have either lost their jobs or are worried about you know, not having enough food for their family. I mean, you see the lines and the great job that Food Share is doing, but the demand is, you know, is through the roof. So, I mean, we've seen, unfortunately, incidents of domestic violence on the rise, substance abuse on the rise, depression, anxiety, I mean, all those things. And, you know, so what the Village does is we're one of the largest providers of mental health care for children. And adults, we do adults as well, but for children in the state of Connecticut, and their need has just gotten a lot more severe right now. So that's what we're up against, and you know, it's going to be a while, right, before we get out of this. I just heard you talking about the vaccine before I got on, and you know, I think most people think it's going to be well into next year before that's out.
Oh, good. Hey, and Derek, the one thing that I always think is important, because I see a lot of work for the Village, is, you know, the fact is it's the oldest charity, I think, in Hartford, in the metro. It's been around forever.
Yeah, it's more than 200 years old. That's right. Yeah, it used to be on Putnam Street, and now there's a few different buildings. One is on Albany Ave, and many of your listeners right now drive by it probably all
every
the time.
Morning. Yeah,
and I get a lot of people say, I never really know what goes on there. Like, what are those buildings? You know, and there are some children who are living there,
right?
Who it's not safe for them, you know, to be home for, you know, a variety of reasons, and they've usually just been discharged from a hospital, and they'll be there for a few months, and then the idea is to get them back to their family, or in some cases, you know, we find them a foster family. But then there are many children that we serve about 20,000 people every year.
Wow,
but 20,000. Yeah, you're right.
That is staggering.
One of the oldest.
How is COVID impacting the Village financially? Because I know fundraising is off this year for a lot of charities.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot, like our biggest event typically is at the Connecticut Convention Center. We get 600 people there. It's in the first week of December. And we raise a lot of money to help these children. And as you can imagine, we're not doing that this year. I mean, we have a virtual event. So yeah. You know, it's on December 4th. It's at noon. The registration is free. So what we used to charge for tickets, because people generally are not going to spend a great deal of money for a virtual event. You know,
right,
so.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is at least just, you know, get interest and introduce people to the village and the mission. And then, you know, people may be inspired to give. But, Dennis, you know, you hit it right on the head in terms of the need is more than ever.
Right.
You know, at the same time, right, financially, there's a real strain. I will say, though, that we have seen a lot of longtime sponsors really step up. A lot of the businesses downtown, like the Hartford, Cigna, and Travelers, and they've really been very generous, and the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving as well.
I've got to ask you, Derek, how are you doing with state financing? Are they helping you at all, or can they? Because, you know, they're running big deficits now.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are contracts that the village has with the state. I have nothing to do with those, by the way.
Oh, okay. okay.
So,
sorry.
You know, we're a citizen legislature, and I have, you know, we have that wall up. But,
sure.
You know, thankfully, this current fiscal year, because we go into it, the state, with the very large rainy day fund, we haven't seen, deep and draconian cuts. As you know, we have the two-year budget coming up, and there's going to be definitely some tough decisions that we're going to have to make. I mean, hopefully Congress will act, President Biden, and we'll get another round of help. And that's critical for us to be able to help balance the budget next year.
Senator, you and I were, I saw you in West Hartford Center not too long ago, and Ray and I were talking about this. So the barricades have come down, and some of the outdoor dining has been moved back a little bit. How are the businesses doing during the pandemic that you know of in your district?
Well, I just heard from the mayor of West Hartford yesterday, and, you know, she was saying that the, for those of you who've been in the center, you know, during the summer and fall, and the outdoor dining has been very successful.
Right.
And you know, the restaurants, thankfully, have been able to, you know, enjoy that revenue. We're very worried about the winter, you know. And, I mean, I think there are plans to look at how some of those things that would have done during the pandemic can become permanent and help our small businesses. But I think everybody knows that this is going to be a really tough winter, which is why, you know, going back to we need the federal help, and then the state needs to, I think, do more to help our small businesses, restaurants, you name it, to get through the next few months.
Well, I happened to be on Farmington Ave yesterday, and, you know, they had the concrete, the Jersey barriers, whatever you want to call them, which allowed more space, right? Took it down to one lane each way. But somebody was telling me, and they're right, when it comes time to clear snow, where are you going to put it? So that's a problem, too.
Yeah, so that's part of the reason that they're going away in terms of the outdoor dining and all that. And I know not just West Hartford, a lot of towns have been.
Right,
to,
right.
You know, what are the silver linings? And there's other, you know, municipalities across the country. I just read in Seattle they've taken, I think it's like 20 miles of roads and made them, closed them down, made them basically pedestrian walkways. And people love it, you know. I think when we talk about how we attract and keep young people in Connecticut, one of the things is making it walkable and is making it bike friendly and, you know, where people want to be and hang out.
Well, I was telling Dennis about Burlington, Vermont. And if you go up there, there's about a four block stretch, Church Street, and it's all restaurants, stores, and it's all pedestrian. And it's kind of cool.
People love it. Yeah, absolutely. That's a fantastic area.
Senator, your leader, Martin Looney, the Senate president, was on earlier this week. He said that one of the priorities is property tax relief. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, and Ray, I just heard you, because you probably, if I could infer what you're saying, it's we've been talking about that, right? I
mean, yes, we have. It's,
you know, for a long time. And so, and what does that really mean? And I think that Senator Looney, you know, is right to think about how we can make Connecticut more affordable. And that is the tax, hands down, that I hear about the most people complain about. And, you know, West Hartford is not alone, where people feel, I mean, we got great services, great schools, et cetera.
You do.
But, you know, say property tax, right? That's a concern. And it's a good question of what we can do about it. The expanding the property tax credit is one thing. So that helps you on the state income tax.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk about finally doing something about the car tax, which, you know, drives people crazy oftentimes. But we don't want to just take that away because that's a lot of money revenue for the towns. In other words, we'd love to get rid of it, but we need to figure out a fix. We can't, because otherwise then your property taxes will go up on your home.
All right.
So, but I think there is a will to address it. And, you know, hopefully we can work with our friends on the other side of the aisle and get to a good place, because I know it's something that has concerned a lot of us.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on, buddy.
Derek Slappy is the state senator, former news anchor. I was telling Ray, I couldn't remember exactly when I met you, but I remember we covered the Patriots thing outside the governor's mansion in the late 90s together.
That was fun. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was exactly. That was one of the first things. Yeah.
Memory lane.
Memory lane.
Hey, thank you much for being on, Derek. Good to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.